Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And yes, we are live. I know the past couple of weeks we haven't been live from 8 to 10, but we are today. We're definitely here to answer your gardening questions today and do everything we can to help you out. So definitely feel free to give us that call, and we'll do what we can, like I said, to help you with that. Again, for those who didn't hear me, the phone number, 855-660-4261. And we got another couple hours here to answer as many questions as possible for you, so definitely give us that call. Now, some of the things that we should be doing, if we haven't already, is that fall fertilizer. A lot of you probably already put your fall fertilizer down, probably a couple weeks ago. If you haven't, there's still time. But I want to remind you that there is still time to do another application, right? You know, 6 weeks from now is about December 1st. December 1st, usually the ground's not frozen yet. So your grass is still active, but it's a lot, you know, slower, right? It's not like it's super active where you're cutting it. But the lawn is still, you know, doing its thing. It might be more into the root system, but it's still active. So a fifth application this year is super important. Honestly, I think it's probably one of the most important fertilization process of the season. And why is that? You might say, you know, what about the beginning of the season? What about this? What about that? The fact of the matter is, going into the winter, a lot can happen. A lot can happen. A lot of the temperatures can change. It can go freeze-thaw all day long. And so we want to make sure that the nutrients are where they need to be in the plant, in the root system, in the lawn. It's going to help get it through those winter months and not have to worry. It will also get it ready for spring, for when you're ready to start and warm up the garden, warm up the lawn, excuse me. Now think about this, all right? Say you were to fertilize, your last fertilization was the end of August, first week of September, because if you started at a certain time, that's when step four is. That lasts about 4 to 6 weeks in the soil. So let's go at the last week of August. So it's already, at this point, run out of food. It's already run out of food for the winter months. And so it's going to not have food from now until April. So we're looking at almost 6 months, right? Almost 6 months. Now, a lot of that, the ground is frozen, but we still have time before that ground freezes. Because the idea is we start to fertilize as soon as the ground thaws and go until the end. But we want to go until the end. We usually, with a four-step application, are already done at this point. And if you did it at the beginning of September, the fertilizer is already out and done. And you look at the temperatures during the week, there's still some 60s, mid-60s, so your grass is still growing. You probably will have to cut it another one or two times before the end of the season. And why would you let it, you know, kind of starve, right? It's going to only help you for next year. It's going to get it to the point where it freezes. Its ground is going to freeze and there's nutrients in it versus out of it. And then when spring arrives, the nutrients were already there. They've been released, but they're ready for the next one instead of being hungry, right? They're not looking for the food as much. It's only going to benefit them. It's like feeding a flowering plant. We're one of the more, one of the times that you should feed the plant with a bloom booster is when it's flowering, right? With the lawn, you've already fed it, and as it wakes up, it has a little bit of that energy, so you feed it again. But if you wait too long, you're starting fresh. And that's kind of what happens when we end it in September, goes that 6 weeks. And then it's done. It's almost like we're starting over each year because your lawn is starved for those next weeks. You know, the next 6-8 weeks before the ground really freezes, your lawn starts to starve. And then it's stressed out going into the winter. And then spring, you're starting over. So that's why it's so important to feed a fifth application. It's usually around now in the next few weeks or even, you know, the past week or two. So if you haven't done a fifth application and you did a fourth, I strongly advise you to use a fifth application. Now, you could use the fifth application from Natural Alternative, right? You can purchase that right now and have it by midweek. You know, they go to their website at natural-alternative.com. Go to their lawn spot right on the front page as you open up. Go to shop now in the lawn, and you can look for, you know, the winter application or application 5. Or you can use any of the fertilizers that are considered like the fall fertilizer. They might even say winterizer on it. Use that a second time, right? So the winterizer can be put down twice on the lawn to really help it thrive next season. This is one of the most important times to do it because we're getting it ready for winter. We're getting it set. You know, the other thing you could be doing right now, you know, you put the fertilizer down and then you can top dress the lawn with a compost, right? A nice layer of compost over the top of the lawn. You know, you can put some seed down if you want to try and get it going. But, you know, we're close to the end of that time frame. But I think in the lawn, adding that compost over the layer to allow it to seep into the soil now for next season is also as important. Top dressing the lawn is huge. It takes care of some of that organic matter that needs to be in there. It also insulates, but it also gets it ready for next season. All the things we're doing now are getting it ready for next season so that you can start off fresh, not brand new. You can start off with it already having something. So we're looking to continue the season throughout the winter. Technically, nothing's going to change in the soil, the ground. The roots are still going to stay frozen in that area. But what we're doing is we're getting it strong enough so when the winter hits, we don't have any of that winter dieback, the winter damage. We're helping protect the lawn. So it's not only, you know, protecting your shrubs and trees in the area. It's also, you know, putting that organic matter, that compost, it's a nice layer over the top, especially in those areas where it's patchy. It doesn't have a lot of seed coming through. You want to kind of rake it in so the lawn will kind of go through it. It'll be watered in as time progresses. But the idea here is we're getting that material where it needs to be to the root system to help overwinter it, but we're also helping insulate it. So really some things still to be done in the garden, in the lawn right now. The garden would be the same thing. If we're cleaning up, which we're not there yet, but if we're cleaning up the garden, remember, don't rip out the whole plant. Just cut the plant back to the ground, about an inch from the ground. Cut it at the stem. Leave that root system in. You fed it all year. The root system is extensive. Leave those nutrients in the soil instead of ripping them out. Start fresh. Anyways, phone number here, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, we do have a call on the line, so I want to get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Tim's in Lebanon.
Tim, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hey, I have a tree that has some bark coming off of it, and I was wondering if there's any kind of fertilizer or anything I can do to try to help it get through the winter.
Yeah, so most of your trees should be fertilized with a product from a Espoma called Tree Tone. Okay, so you would fertilize on the drip line of the tree. So however wide the plant is, you would put that fertilizer in. How big is the circumference of the tree, the diameter? About 4 feet up, would you say?
Well, the diameter is probably like 18 inches, and I would say circumference is something like, I don't know.
Probably double that, almost. 30,
yeah, 36 inches, yeah.
Okay, so on this tree, what you're going to want to use is over 6 inches. So the recommended amount is over 6 inches. You use 6 pounds per inch. That's a lot for what you have. I would think an 18-pound bag is going to give it at least something for you, because they come in 18 and 36-pound for the Tree Tone. I would look at using that. You're going to, like I said, it's going to be at the drip line.
I don't know what that is. Is that like the roots or something?
Excuse me. So the drip line is, so you look at the tree, and however wide the branching is, that's what's considered the drip line. So basically the branch, however far it goes out, so say on one side it's 6 feet out from the tree, that right there is considered the drip line. Just kind of think of it as, look at a house, right? When the roof pitches down at the ends there, that's considered the drip line of the house, however wide the house is. It's the same thing with trees. Okay? And what you're going to want to do is you're going to actually make holes about 12 to 18 inches deep. And you're going to spread them out. And what I like to do, probably with something that big, maybe 6-7 holes around the outside, and split up the amount that you have of fertilizer, put it into those holes, backfill the holes with soil, and then water the whole plant thoroughly around where you fertilized it. Okay? Now, where the bark is coming off, is it falling off, or is it just like kind of slowly coming off?
It's slowly coming off from like a string that I had tied around the tree.
Okay. So is it something that it might have like, more might come off over the winter because of it? Is that kind of what it's looking like?
No, I'm just worried that it's getting damaged because the bark's coming off.
So the you know, what type of tree is it, first off? I'm sorry, I should ask that first.
Oh, jeez. I don't know. I'm sorry.
Does it flower? Does it?
No.
Okay, so no. It's just, all right. So what happened this past year with a lot of trees, because of the cold weather, warm weather, some of the bark started to almost like, when I say explode, I don't mean explode it off. It just kind of removed itself from the inner cambium, which is the inner bark, in certain areas. And so it's something that just happened to a lot of trees this year. And so some areas, what you can do is actually cut that area so it stops removing some of its, you know, bark as it falls off or as it gets, you know, kind of ripped open by wind, etc. And then there is a pruning sealer that's out there that you could spray onto the plant to protect it and keep it protected for the winter months, so it's not just going to keep ripping off. Because if you leave it exposed, you know, the winter months might actually do some damage to it. So that's where I have the concern as well. The fertilizing is huge to do, but this might be another way just to protect it long term for you.
So I got to trim off around, like, there's like a hole, it looks like, almost like, and then I trim that off and then spray the seal around there.
Yeah, so if you feel around the hole, you'll notice you can almost move some of it. You'll cut to the areas where it's hard and you can't, remove that circle, and then there's a pruning sealer that you can put on it. You can also just kind of leave it. We're just doing this to protect it. If you want more information, I have to hit a break. I will be back.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
The company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
USA News Update. The war in Israel on his mind. President Biden at the annual Human Rights Campaign dinner Saturday night in Washington, D.C., speaking about the week of war.
More than 1,300 innocent lives lost in Israel. Children and grandparents alike kidnapped, held hostage by Hamas.
The president urging Americans to reject hate.
The vast majority have nothing to do with Hamas.
Other developments, the IDF, Israeli Defense Forces, appear to be on the verge of significant ground operations and say they killed the Hamas Hamas terrorist who plotted the murder and kidnapping of Jews at the festival and nearby kibbutz last Saturday. Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu visiting soldiers near the Gaza border who are heading into battle. The United States sending a second carrier to the Mediterranean. The U.S. will be evacuating Americans by sea on Monday from Haifa in northern Israel. This is USA News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And, you know, we're at the end of the season, right? But we still have plenty to do out there. You can definitely get out there today, do some cleanup. I know that, you know, it's a little early to push all the leaves into the garden beds and let them sit, but you could clean them up, put them all in a pile, let them kind of do their thing so you can move them later. That's a pretty good option for you. you know, that is something I would look at doing, right? We've talked about leaving the leaves. It's like a big topic during the year. It's interesting, right? Last week I started talking about leave the leaves a little bit more. I've been talking about it for weeks. I apologize, but it is something that when I Googled it after last week's show, there were more recent articles than there had been in the past, you know, seasons, right? a lot of them just start to come out, right, at this point. And it's not just about leaving them for, you know, all the overwintering insects. It's also for wildlife as well, right? Some of the insects that might overwinter aren't pollinators, but they are food for some of the wildlife that's out there, right? Obviously, you know, we're providing habitat for, you know, bees, some other insects. But what we're also doing is it's, you know, we're providing, you know, that vegetation. We're also, providing a hunting area for, like, robins and sparrows, right? It's overwintering habitat. It's not just about the pollinators. It's about all the other things as well. So the big thing that comes out of the Leave the Leaves process here that I want to make sure everybody thinks about is it's not just leaving them now and until the spring hits. In the spring, when we go to remove a lot of these leaves and do the cleanups, right, it's still so cold that those insects that are there have not either, you know, the eggs have not hatched or the larvae is not ready yet, right? So, I mean, think about this. The process of leaving the leaves is putting them soon when it gets cold. But then we just think about removing them in the spring. We're not doing anything other than, you know, taking the lazy approach if we just remove them in the spring. Right? And I mean that in a way where we're just leaving them because we think we're doing the right thing. But you have to leave them in the spring as well. And sometimes that's into May when the ground is warm enough. Because these insects in the spring, when we go to clean up, which a lot of places start to clean up in March, early April, the ground's still frozen. And by removing all those, we're removing the eggs and everything that we looked at, that we were, you know, the whole point of it, right? So think about it, you know, adding them or not. You know, one thing where I read an article last week, and I pulled it up again today. But this one's out of UC Davis, so University of Carolina, California, Davis, I believe, California. Anyways, either way, it doesn't matter where it is. They're just talking about the fact of the matter is don't shred them. If you're looking to put them in the beds for pollinators, if you're looking to use it as a compost, that's when you want to shred it, right? But if you are using it to protect those beneficial insects, do not shred it. Because you could actually remove some of those the insect eggs and the larvae that are present there, right? So there's a lot to it. I bring up a lot of it because I want to make sure that you look into the whole process. It's not just a one and done. It's the same thing as the no mow May. All these things are connected. You know, you look at pollinator month, which is June, or a lot of it we look at the end of June. We don't really discuss the whole month. We kind of discuss it at the end of June, the last week or two. So it's following this process and allowing it to stay longer than you want it to. And making sure it's taken care of. All right. So it's definitely something to take care of and continue to do season after season and follow these different processes throughout the year. It's not just a fad at the end of the year or at the beginning of the year. It's throughout. It's also about planting the right plants, right? If you don't have anything in the yard that needs to be pollinated, you know, you don't have anything planted, leaving the leaves isn't going to do much because the pollinators aren't overwintering there because they're not there. They're at your neighbor's yard. They're somewhere else. So making sure we get the right plants, making sure we get the right everything is huge on this. So just some things to be thinking about, right? I like to bring it up because I don't want these to just be fads, right? I don't want them to be something that we hear about for a couple years and then it goes away. We need to learn from what we've done in the past and go on to it. Now, one thing that you could do with the leaves, if you're not willing to just put them around the garden beds, leave the leaves in a big giant pile, you know, on the back of the property. Put them all together, right? They're not only going to break down over time, but they're going to act as that protection. You're going to create the compost pile with it, right? All it's doing is helping out for later time frame. You know, I take all my leaves and I try to blow them into one area, into the back of the property where it's a little more protected, and just leave them. By the next season, they've already broken down. They're not completely broken down, but you don't see them as much because they're smaller. They've gone through the months. They've gone through everything. But what it does is it leaves them in one place, and it doesn't get disturbed. And so it's an area like that I'm not going to disturb next spring when it comes to cleaning up the garden bed. Right, so that's just something to be thinking about with these, you know, leaving the leaves. It doesn't necessarily have to be around your plants. I mean, think about it. The pollinators are most likely going to be near your plants, right? They're not going to want to go far. But if you can at least get one area, definitely do it. Now, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're definitely, you know, in that fall time frame, we're definitely feeling those cold temperatures. I know I woke up this morning, brought the dog out, and I was like, oh, thank God I put on a sweatshirt. It's getting a little chilly out there in those morning time frames. You can just feel it, right? Just the difference. Just a difference in a week. So we are into that fall season, definitely feeling it. We're going to be in it for the foreseeable future, right? But the past few years, you just never know what happens. We could have cool temperatures without heavy freezes all the way almost into December. And so there's plenty of time to do some of these cleanups and do some of these extras. But you just have to almost treat it like the winter could just be right around the corner. There's that saying that winter is coming. Well, it definitely is. It's on its way, and it could be here at any time. You never know. The way Mother Nature has been this year in different areas, I would not be surprised if it's snowing in November this year. Just don't know what's going to happen. I mean, so much rain, so much everything this year, it's all over the place. You just don't know what's going to happen. Now, our phone number here again, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And what else can we be doing in the garden? A lot of garden centers towards the end of the season will have, you know, sales on trees and shrubs. They're trying to get rid of them. They don't want to overwinter them in their yard. This is a great time to do it because planting at the end of the season, when it comes to shrubs and trees, the plants can focus on its root system instead of trying to put shoots and everything else out. So just keep that in mind. It's still a great time to be planting. It's not just a, you know, spring type time frame. This is the time where your plants, if you plant new plants, can focus on its root system and doing what it's supposed to be doing in getting ready for winter. So a lot of garden centers, not all, but a lot of garden centers will do some sort of sale towards the end of the season. And it's not a bad thing for you because you're still getting viable plants without issues, and it's going to just help. It's just going to get you good plants for the spring, and it's going to be successful for your plants because of it. So just keep it in mind. I think it is a great time of year to still continue to plant. So just it's something to be thinking about. as well as fertilizing, as well as putting bulbs in. Bulbs, this is a great time of year. I want to just make sure when you're planting your bulbs, use a product like Bulb Tone from Espoma, right? Bulb Tone should be put into the hole that you are digging on the different areas. Now, if you're doing the new plantings, because this will also do established plants, the new planting, if you're just doing individual bulbs, you want about a teaspoon and a half that is heaping into a planting hole and cover it. So if individual bulbs, a teaspoon and a half of Bulb Tone per bulb. Now, if you're doing it in a row, a 25-foot section, you're going to need about 4.5 cups. If you're doing a garden bed, 60 square feet, 4 pounds. You want to definitely use it. It's going to help you for the next spring with those plants. Now, questions, call us, 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Graham Watering Tools have been the professional choice for quality and durability. And now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the 9 pattern revolver spray gun. Use a Color Storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Graham.com.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Vonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do have a couple calls on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Sandy's in Chelmsford.
Sandy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I hope I'm not making you repeat yourself, but in a way I am, because you had mentioned this about a month or so ago. It was about putting down a crabgrass preventer now, if you haven't put down, did I get that right?
Yes, you did. You did.
Okay,
put so here's the deal with that. If you had a really bad crabgrass year, it's not just going to go away with one crabgrass control from the spring, right? If you also look at the fine print on some of the crabgrass controls, it will actually say in the fine print, use this for really bad outbreaks in the fall months, right? And it, what I'm trying to do here is pull it up on the same time while we're talking, because on the Jonathan Green bag, I know for a fact that it says it there. I've read it a few times.
That's with the fertilizer as well,
yes,
right?
So the crabgrass preventer with fertilizer,
mm-hmm.
Right? So you definitely can use it at this point in time. You'd use it at like the regular rate that you normally would, put it in the spreader, follow the settings. It's definitely something to do this time of year if you had it bad. Like, if my lawn looked better, it's mostly crabgrass. There's no real grass there. I would be doing it. But since it's mostly grass, for me, it's no point. But I think it's definitely worth doing. It would be the same rate as you would in the spring. And then you would do it again in the spring, right? So you would do it twice. It's not just a one-and-done type thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, because that takes care of other weeds, too, doesn't it?
It's not just the crabgrass that's in it. The active ingredients in it will actually get rid of a few other... You know what? I'm sorry. I'm trying to get the exact product. I was looking at the wrong product on my screen while I was talking to you. Because I'm like, I can't see where it says it. I know I read it there. But yeah, it'll kill other weeds as well that are, you know.
I have hairy bittercress in the lawn. I go around and I try to hand pick it, but I can never seem to get rid of it with anything. I do try the Weed Beater Ultra also.
Yep.
I wish it wasn't such a cute little weed.
Yeah, right. Yeah, so okay. It's definitely so it's going to get rid of some of those other it controls others like chickweed, henbit, oxalis. Those are some of the other ones that are in the area as well. You know, so it's definitely something to do for. You know, it's all going to depend on the area you have. Of how much you'll need, but it's definitely worth doing, and then watering in as well, getting it taken care of that way.
Would it by chance take care of Rosa Sharon seeds? Because I have so many Rosa Sharon, and I've got about a couple of hundred of them coming up on my side lawn.
I don't know if it would, because that's more of a woody structure. It needs more of the more of the herbaceous type the herbaceous type weeds, right? So I think that's it. So I finally found where it says it on the back of the bag. So it says right on it can be applied late summer through early fall, so late August through November. When applied in the fall, a sequential or second application of this product must be made the following spring to provide season-long control of crabgrass. So if you do it now, you have to do it again. Okay.
Yeah, okay. That can be done with the fertilizer again, right?
Yes.
Or separately.
Exactly. The same fertilizer, the same one. Do you have the product already, or do you need to get it?
I believe I have a Jonathan Green one. With the crabgrass, but I'm not 100% sure. Why do you ask? Were you going to recommend one?
Well, so that's definitely a good one. I was just going to say, if you want, email me at Paul P. Garden Club if you don't have one, and I'll make sure one of the stores up here might have one for you. Okay.
Oh, okay.
All right. I got to take a break. It was great talking with you, Sandy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.